This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with Doug Steffen as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 11th to the 15th of November. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly service of all kinds of hard work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, that's for sure. Michael is here to review the top 10 stories, as he is every week, on top of that, and the people list, and then we're going to talk about the deep state. All right, Michael.
The deep state. That sounds extremely intriguing. I got to tell you, it is hard work coming up with an accurate assessment of all of these complex stories that are taking place in this crazy era in which we are, you know, embedded.
So there's you beg the question with that response. The ability of the listener to understand the complexities, you're right, it is. It's so complex to try to absorb the news, understand what people are saying, try to get the drift of what they're thinking, where this all goes in terms of the future, or the here and now, and maybe the future of the country, but more the here and now. We say all the time, and I think collectively, as a group, as a bunch maybe, we tend to agree, talk radio seems to think that the world is not as well educated. So as these things become more complicated, do we risk losing out a lot in making good decisions because we really don't understand the nuance of all of this stuff, the ins and outs, the various personalities? I mean, it's very complex, you're right.
Well, I'll tell you, education and ignorance, two words that apply to making sense of decisions, to making good decisions as voters, as homeowners, as business owners, as employees, as parents, as friends. We're constantly faced with decisions based upon prevailing evidence of the circumstances. And if we're ignorant of the facts, if we don't have a historic perspective, if we're not worldly and think about the future in context with that timeline, we make bad choices, and democracy is perverted, and they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So now it is very true. I'm particularly kind of sensitive to this whole issue today, because this has been a week in which it has been challenging coming up with an accurate assessment of where all these things stack up in terms of how much they've been discussed. That's basically our mission here, is to chart the level of conversation in terms of quantity, not what's most important, not what's true, not what's not, but just what are people talking about on talk shows. I still consider talk radio and its related fields to be the most accurate bellwether of American public opinion that we have. So you want me to go through this week's top 10 stories?
Sure. Please
okay,
do.
Yes. At number 10, we have the fraternity deaths, three deaths that are not necessarily related but sparking conversation about the relevance of fraternities in 2019. And the college admission scandal is still in the news. They just handed out a very long sentence to a former insurance executive who spent like $450,000 to get his kids in school based on the fraud that they were athletes when they were not. And we had the late-breaking, terrible tragedy from Santa Clarita that we put at number 10. And I'm not sure if it would have been higher or not based upon the fact that what's left to say about school shootings, and especially when they're in the middle of the circus that is our number one story, which I'm going to get to in a moment. Number 9, Facebook and Google privacy and censorship issues. At number, like the way I said that, at number 8 we have immigration reform, race relations, and gun control. Actually, it was a flub. At number 7 we have the Venice flood.
Don't admit to that.
Well, you know, it would have been too cool. Cold U.S. weather and climate change. At number six, we have the Erdogan-Trump meeting. This happened in the middle of the whole circus that was going on with the impeachment. Poor Trump, he must have a headache. And concern about fighting ISIS. At number five, we have the Hong Kong protests, the Chinese reports of Black Plague. Oh, my gosh, the Black Death is in China. And U.S.-China relations in general. At number four, universal health care proposals. At number three, stock market activity and the economy. Number two, the 2020 presidential race, the issue of Trump's tax returns, and the Roger Stone trial wrapping up. And at number one, we have the big one, the impeachment hearings and the Ukraine allegations. I call it the showbiz capital with an O of America.
Yeah,
that's Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
so the people. We have a number 10, Jeff Sessions, number 9, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Lindsey Graham. At number 8, Hillary Clinton, she's weaseled her way back into the national conversation. Number 7, Pete Buttigieg, Deval Patrick, your buddy from Massachusetts, and Michael Bloomberg. At number 6, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. At number 5, Roger Stone. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi share number 4. Joe and Hunter Biden share number 3. We have at number 2, Bill Taylor, George Kent, and Marie Yovanovitch. And number 1, Donald Trump. Crazy week.
So do you think sometimes that people's names belie who they are? Adam Schiff. Some people, I'm in Southern California, and he represents Los Angeles in the U.S. Senate, think he's shifty. They call him Shifty Schiff.
Well, that's
he actually that. Yeah, right. Yeah. So is he or isn't he? And how much of it? What does he get? You have to wonder sometimes, does he have something on his mind? Does he want to take all of this recognition, all this attention, and use it to run for higher office? Is Adam Schiff a potential vice presidential candidate with some of these people like Bernie or Elizabeth Warren? Or, well, you mentioned Deval Patrick, who is actually quite a nice fellow. He was governor of Massachusetts for 8 years prior to Charlie Baker becoming the governor. He had worked in the Obama administration to help get Obama elected. They like each other, but he has pretty much zero. I don't even understand why somebody like that gets in. No name recognition at all. He doesn't really have a platform to run on because he was cast for milquetoast. Didn't get much done. You know, he kept the lights on and the trains running and stuff in Massachusetts. But you live in Massachusetts, too. Does he stand out as one of the great governors in the history of the state to you, Michael?
No.
No,
he doesn't stand out as one of the great governors in the history of the state. I mean, I'm not an expert on the history of the governors of the state, although there have been some big ones.
Yeah.
And he's not one of them.
No.
I actually thought Bill Weld was a good governor.
He was a fabulous governor. I wish he was running and more. I wish there was some way he could be president. He'd be a great president. And so, also on the list at number 7, as you combine all of these people that are getting a lot of notoriety, comes the name of Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. But
I think we started talking about last week. You and I were together at a dinner last week.
We were at odds.
And we don't agree on Michael Bloomberg at all.
No.
So, not that you don't think he wouldn't be good, but you don't think he's got... You don't.
I don't think he'd be good. I'm not crazy about Michael Bloomberg as a public official. I think he's a very, very self-serving billionaire. And I think the reason he's gotten into the race is that he's concerned that if Elizabeth Warren gets in, it's going to cost him and his handful of buddies a whole bunch of money.
Really?
That's interesting.
I hadn't even thought about that and look at it that way. But I think him being president, for me, is a great way to find something, an administrative guy who did a good job in New York, understands problems. He is not dictatorial. The people that work for him, I know a lot of people in the radio business that have worked for him, and they love him because he's very open, easy to talk to, lots of smarts, good ideas, that sort of thing. And I like the fact that he's not looking for any contributions from anybody. He used his own money to get elected to be mayor of New York, and he's put $100 million. The guy's worth $5-6 billion, and so he's put his own money up to run for the presidency. Already has started advertising and has said he would spend $100 million.
You see, one of the problems when people have to raise money from outside sources is they're beholden to people. But one of the problems when people have enough money to run with their own money is they're not beholden to anyone. Wait a second, I've got to answer that.
All right, answer the phone. I'll do a commercial quarter after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Power swabs. Let me focus on your teeth. The world's most advanced teeth whitening system, the world's best teeth whitening system. And I say the world now because this product, which has been on the market for about 12 years now, first Dr. Martin Ginniger created it for his own use in his own dentistry practice. And then he had friends and colleagues who said, you know what, can you sell me some of that stuff? I want to use it to whighten my patient's teeth. And they, it's okay. He said, I'll sell you that. And then there was a call for it. Somebody who found out about it said, well, let me distribute this for you. So it started, I don't know, I think about 8 or 9 years ago, I first started talking about it being distributed. Now it's all over the country and all over the world because it's reliable. You get visible results in 5 minutes. There are all kinds of reasons to stay away from strips and trays and that. You don't see results right away, but as Power Swabs would be happy to prove to you, in less than 5 minutes a day, you will get results. Average 6 shades whiter in 7 days. No sensitivity at all. And it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't see an improvement in the way your teeth look faster than any other product and within 30 days, that satisfaction guarantee kicks in. There's no commitment once you buy it. That's it. If you don't like it, you get you get your money back. And the way to get a 50% deal is to go call for the Brighter Smile at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and instead of the manufacturer's suggested retail price of $99.85, you get it for $59.90, half price with the DJV code, and it's worth every penny of it because it works so well. And you get, besides the price, you get results in a free quick stick as well. That's a way. You go out in the public, you want to whiten up your teeth quickly, that's what the quick stick does. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs now at half the regular price, plus an additional $10 off. What a great deal. Get that bright smile right now. Get ready for the holidays. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. The focus on losing weight, for some people it's a year-long battle, for some people it lasts 10 years, for some people it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days, no.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen overviewing the charts. We are talking a little bit about a couple of them, kind of cherry-picking, as we usually do, some of the things that are important and some of the things that we think need to be explained. I was trying to get from Michael, and I got a very good explanation about what happens when people don't really know what's going on, when we aren't doing a good job of educating and understanding who all these people are and what all the issues are. And then I said, as we get started, I wasn't really teasing, although I said it like I was, talking about the deep state. Do you even think people understand what that term means, Michael? The deep state.
Well, I think people use that term politically as a weapon to make it be whatever they want it to be. What it really means is the bureaucracy and people in power that you've never heard of who have a tremendous influence on making the wheels of government go around. If we didn't have a bureaucracy and we didn't have some kind of a deep state, we'd have chaos because most of the elected officials haven't got a clue how to run things. They just know how to get headlines and
raise
money.
Watch them in the interview, guys, like the fellas, number 9 this week, Facebook and Google. Watch them when they interview those guys. They don't know an iPhone from an earphone.
Bingo.
So, there it is. 21 after on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, we're picking away at some of the important stories. Well, they're all important. They're very relevant. But how to interpret them or what to do with them. And how I was interested, number 10 on the people list is Jeff Sessions, who has declared he wants to be back in the U.S. Senate. He was the AG for most of the first part of the Trump administration, and then he crossed hairs with him, but he'll run and easily win that seat back again. I don't even, do we have, this is part of the name recognition thing, and we talked about this. We had local elections in Massachusetts and around the country last couple of weeks, and people were just, at least in my community, papering the community with their name. Because oftentimes, this goes back to what we were talking about, intelligence and how to understand all the nuance of all the things going on. People usually vote for people just because they know their name, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that no doubt. That's it.
And maybe they think they know the name. It's very common for people to enter local races with the same name as a family that has a history of being in office, and sometimes they're not even related to them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then people vote for ethnicities. You know, if it's their own ethnicity, the name is an ethnic name, they might go for that. But you're talking about lawn signs, and I don't know how big lawn signs are around the country, but I know in New England, that's like the billboard. That's like the television spot. Lawn signs for councilmen and for mayors. And you know.
I put them up for the people I support. I'm happy to put them up.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I had this last time around, the two people running for the at-large seats in the city council. There were three people running, and two of them I liked, and one of them I didn't. And the one who, you'll appreciate this, the one who I didn't think would be good, because I don't particularly care for her attitude or her positions, came up to me at an event. She said, can I put a sign on your front lawn? And I said, no. And she looked at me and said, well, why? I said, because I don't know you, number one. The other two people that I have signs up for are my friends, and I support them. And she said, well, we could become friends. And I looked at her and I said, you know, the real reason I'm not doing it is because I'm very supportive of the superintendent and the school department, and you, she was on the school committee, and she undermined the superintendent all by herself, or was trying to, and I said, I don't like your style. And she looked at me, because like nobody had ever dared tell her that before. And so I was fortunate, because she didn't win, because if she had, you know, that's the way it is in politics, especially local politics, they try to get you. And, you know, that's a sad thing.
And here you had the Doug, you had the opportunity to make a new friend.
I already have two friends, and those people would be better on the city council than her. I'll amend it at some point in time. I'll see her, and, you know, we'll be pleasant and get along.
Maybe you can friend her on Facebook and tell her you like,
yes, of course.
And tell her you like her.
Yeah, right. I'll do that. I'll be right there doing that. There's something with number six on the people list, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, and the number four item, the universal health care proposal that have come from these and others. The rhetoric around this really is interesting. Back to the education. I learned, that's the theme here today, I think, Michael. The education, understanding what people need to know about these proposals versus what they hear. Okay, free. I'm voting for them because I'm going to get health care free. And then that's it, right? That's what they keep repeating. So I'll vote for Elizabeth Warren because she wants to give me free health. She wants to give me free health care.
Yeah, based on the ignorant belief that the government is an endless source of wealth and money.
Yeah.
Which maybe it's not.
Well, look at where you know, the economy is number three this week, and there's no attention being given to the almost $22 trillion.
I don't even know how to deal with that. I don't even know how to wrap my brain around that.
You can't. And Trump doesn't. He was going to do all of this. He spent more money than any of the rest of them.
Well,
since it started with
the new mantra of the conservatives is let's not worry about the debt. Of course, no. 5 years ago, that was the main issue.
Exactly. Right. And it started with Bush. He was the one who created it, and then got worse with Obama, and now worse even still. So something certainly to be reckoned with and talked about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail last night, President Trump was talking to supporters about that inquiry, saying it's all about nothing.
Ukrainian foreign minister said on Thursday that the United States ambassador did not link financial military assistance to a request for Ukraine to open up an investigation into former vice president, like, we need help to beat Sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
Vigils held last evening after a deadly school shooting in Santa Clarita, California. A 16-year-old boy accused of killing two other students and wounding three before shooting himself in the head. He's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Four at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Before we go back to the list, I want to have a quick conversation about something that you and I did together last Friday night. We attended the Radio Hall of Fame annual honors. 8 people inducted into a very small club of 270-some-odd broadcasters, many of them talk radio pros, stalwarts in the business, people that names we all know. What I found interesting was the people that were running it said there were 65,000 people on the air. And I didn't know where that number came from. Maybe there are 65,000 people working in the radio industry, but I'm hard-pressed to come up with, if you take all the cities even across and towns across the country, if you come up with 65,000 people who are on the air. Even having said that, it is it's an elite club. It's a good group. You went for the first time. I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah, I've never been to it until this one. It was good. As far as 65,000, it might be accurate because there are about 12, 13, 14,000 radio stations, and if each one has 4, 5, 6 people on the air, we're not talking about stars. You know, we're talking about people who are
trenches.
Yeah, in the trenches. So it's possible. Yeah. I heard the number, and I said, I wonder where they got that, and then I didn't think about it again. But I don't know that as a figure, you know, that I cite or would cite. People are always asking me, how many conservative talk show hosts are there in America? And I can't even answer that because, first of all, what's a conservative? And then secondly, they come and they go. And, you know, it's a very – we have numbers. I'm not going to get into all those stats with you now, but they're very fluid numbers. They're very vague numbers. They're approximations.
Well, there are a couple of good talk people that got inducted – not the least of whom was Joe Madison, who's now on Sirius XM, been on the air for quite a long time. People that are on the Heavy 100. But I don't think talk was as represented as it has been in the past. A lot of music people, Ryan Seacrest got in, Dr. Ruth. I guess Dr. Ruth is a talk personality.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed she is. And then some of the people that masquerade as DJs are really talk show hosts. Like Kevin and Bean from KROQ in Los Angeles, technically a morning DJ show, but they talk. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a whole school of talk radio that doesn't get credit for being talk radio because they're on music stations. A lot of morning shows don't play any records. They talk. Mm-hmm. But they're still called DJs. I don't know. What can I say?
Well, people sometimes still, they find out, they call me a DJ. I'm not a DJ. I haven't been a DJ since 1974, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks for recognizing what I do.
Now, that's my categorization. I've always been a bug as a person in the trades. I'm also a broadcaster, but I've always been a bug on categories. And categories on one level are very important, but you shouldn't be too hung up on them because they become, you know, a straitjacket. They become a prison. So you have to understand categories, accurately name things, and then be willing to change it as things continue to flow. Because if you get too caught up in your categories, then there's no progress. And that's there's a balance in that regard.
Right. Okay. Number one, the impeachment hearings, one of the most polarizing times in the history of our country. The inquiry, the Republicans say it's ill-conceived. The Democrats say we have to do it. So, I think there's a reverberation of polarization, not just the impeachment, but everything. This, which comes first? The impeachment hearings are polarizing, or they're happening because of the polarization?
I think they're happening because of the polarization, but they are polarizing. It's a it's a vicious cycle. It's a loop, or an echo chamber. And it's all part and parcel to the polarization of American politics and thus the polarization of the American public. And families are breaking up, marriages are breaking up, friendships are breaking up. There are battles between employees in the workplace. People are leaving their jobs. People are being persecuted by their bosses. Even when they don't talk about it in the workplace, people read each other's social media and find out what your inclinations are and hold it against you. We are extremely polarized. Interestingly, if you listen to the arguments of people that are extremely on the side of the Democrats or extremely on the side of the Republicans or Trump, and you listen to them isolated out of context from each other, each one makes a great case. If you watch, you know, Fox News only, or if you just talk to a Republican, they make a great case for why the Democrats are a bunch of whacked out socialistic rabble rousing, you know, liars. And if you talk to the Democrats or watch MSNBC, you're totally convinced that Trump is an authoritarian dictator and that the Republicans are corrupt and don't have any empathy or caring about people. Each side is cherry-picking the flaws of the other and putting them into a case. And what I've gotten out of it is both sides are pretty awful. neither is immune from having the other side make a great case against them when presenting all of their negatives out of context.
It's incredible. Actually, you listen to some of this rhetoric and how people buy it, and you watch some of this crap that's on these cable TV, and even listening to some of our brethren in the talk radio business, it just is, it's incredible. Anyway, so I want to touch on the Hong Kong situation and our relationship with China. Number five this week on the story list on Talkers at Talkers.com, where you can see the stories listed. the people list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hong Kong protests are getting dangerous. They're getting very dangerous. The police really are no longer Hong Kong police. They've been infiltrated by Beijing police, and they're starting to shoot. And a lot of the protesters are holding up at local campuses and universities, and they're fighting tear gas and bullets with stones and bricks, and people are dying. And this is not going to go away, and it's a very dangerous fuse that could lead to all kinds of problems in the world, certainly between the two superpowers, Communist China and the United States. In terms of the other aspect of our frenemyship with the communists in China, the tariff talks and trade talks are going on, and that has an effect upon the economy in terms of the stock market. But what I understand from my sources in China is that the Chinese are specifically targeting the agricultural community, trying to make it tough on the farmers. The Chinese like to buy American agricultural products, soybeans, pork, things of that nature. They know it's of high quality, and they get a good deal on it. But the government, which controls this type of trade, is keeping the people in China from getting these products because they want to put the pinch on the agricultural community in the U.S. for the specific purpose of having all of those millions of people involved in agriculture vote against Donald Trump or support his impeachment, because the communist Chinese want Trump out because Trump is standing up to them like no president in modern history has dared to do.
Well, on the other side of that coin, as an agricultural expert, I am, and I can take credit for that. I do a regular weekly program and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, in which we deal with these issues. The Chinese are hurting American agriculture on their own. They've been allowed to buy up the major pork producer in this country, and they're bringing their pork in from China. It's going unchecked. The quality of pork products in this country under the Smithfield brand and others is declining rapidly. That, along with the declaration of bankruptcy this week of Dean Foods, the largest provider of milk, fluid milk in the country, this big ag business, where the Chinese are getting involved is they're supporting and becoming involved and, in fact, controlling some of the big ag. It's not farmers. It's factory farming. And it is a milk problem. It is a chicken problem. It is a pork problem. We're becoming so blind to where our food comes from. You talk about danger. This is a very serious problem, and the Chinese are all involved in it with Tyson and Purdue. They're getting involved in the sources of production with farmers in our country. It is a mess.
Well, American big business is in cahoots with China, and
yep.
America is in America, and America, and America is also at odds with China, and this is a very confusing Cold War. We didn't have that with the Russians when we were in a Cold War with the Soviets, and when we were in a Cold War with the behind the Iron Curtain communist Mao Chinese. But it's the same thing now. It's as if we were in business with Mao, and at the same time having a Cold War. So that's part of the confusion that we face. I want to ask you a question that has nothing to do with this, though. You say you talk about chickens. And chickens being part of the factory agricultural industry. Wherever I go, to whatever supermarket, I'm a big chicken eater, and I like real chicken. I find it very difficult to. But most chickens, it seems, are organic, without any chemicals. Every packaged chicken I see now is no chemicals.
That's because, baloney.
What's the deal?
That's nonsense. First of all, the organic label has been completely bastardized by government involvement and interference, so the organic label doesn't mean a damn thing anymore.
Ouch.
What does mean, in terms of chicken, to specifically answer your question, the free-range chicken is what you want to look for. They cannot bastardize that. They can't say it's free-range if it's not, even though Tyson and Purdue have tried to obfuscate all of that. Their chicken is grown in a warehouse with 30 or 40,000 birds that from the time they get out of they get hatched to the time they get on your plate, about 2.5 months. That's all it takes. They load them up with hormones. They have no bone structure. Their brains don't work. They're just machines. And so any of that stuff you see in the store, Tyson, Purdue, stay away from it. Look for local free-range chicken. That's what you look for. That's the only thing. And that goes for almost anything that you buy.
So the key is free-range. The key is free range as opposed to organic. And even if it says chemical free, you know, no.
Well, it can be chemical free. That's what Tyson is now in Purdue. We'll say, well, we don't have any. Yeah, they're not using any chemicals, but they juice up the grain that they feed them so that basically the same thing happens. So that's a bunch of horse.
Well, you are what you eat, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And so free range. That's what you need to look for. 45 after the hour. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new page. There's a new tab that says Radio Listener Specials. And get yourself involved in their brand new towels. They have the best sheets. They have the best pillows. They have the best mattresses. Now they have the best towels. You get a six-pack of towels at 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. They're 100% made in the USA from 100% USA cotton. If you can't get dried when you go and take a shower or whatever and you're frustrated because the towels look great, they're expensive, but they don't absorb any water. These towels aren't expensive, and guess what? They work. Find them new at MyPillow.com. Amazing towels, an amazing deal. Use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. In his lab, Dr. John Ebert and his team are analyzing the aerosol produced by e-cigarettes in hope of learning why some people who vape are getting sick.
There's lots of different chemical classes in the aerosol that we need to understand because depending upon exposure over time, these could lead to adverse health consequences.
Right now, no one really knows what's produced when e-cigarette juice is heated and aerosolized.
You actually produce new chemical species in the aerosol that don't exist in the e-liquid because of the heating process. There's a lot of different products on the market. They're all operating at different temperatures, and those temperatures and the e-liquids in those substances result in potentially toxic exposures.
Toxic ingredients that may contribute to vaping-related illness. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com, something I like to highlight every week along with his appearance, the Wonk Fest in Washington, and the things that you do, the political stuff. And it becomes, people look to you for sort of explanations like I do here. I want you to tell me what you think because you're so familiar with all of the discussions. And you bring that to the MH interview every week. So who's in the spotlight this week, mhinterview.com.
At mhinterview.com, a fascinating conversation with a woman named Rose Anderson. She is the executive vice president of an organization that gives international awards to radio called the New York Festivals. And we talk about the rise of storytelling in radio. A lot of it's coming from podcasting. The old radio drama that seemed to be dead forever, it's back. People are telling stories again on the air, and the podcasting scene is becoming another way of having radio theater. So we talk a little bit about that and, you know, the future of media.
You know, my son's in the television business, and we were talking about the radio stuff and what you're just talking about here. I haven't seen or heard the Rose Anderson thing yet, but the simplification of the availability of thought. You know, there's some TV producers, Katzenberg has started a company that produces 10-minute television shows for podcasts. Can you imagine how 10, 14, 15-minute television shows? Complete
episodes. There's no reason why movies have to be 90 minutes to 120 minutes and why things have to be a certain length. You know, things should fit the bag that it's in.
and we're apparently breaking all of those molds, as you're suggesting.
Absolutely.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. Check that out. You can also get it at talkers.com, where you get the list every week of the stories and the people. Michael and Doug here at 10 before the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's time now for us to look at the legal aspects of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Some of the stories that have legal ramifications. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor at Bentley University, also a well-known lawyer, advocate, and an author as well, got great information on his website, scamaside.com. As a matter of fact, I want to start with that, Steve. There's a big phone scam. If your cell phone or your landline rings with your own number showing up on a caller ID, have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. Heard about it for years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been around for years? I never heard about it till this week. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. You know, it actually is part of something called spoofing, which is incredibly easy to do. Actually, you or I can do it. It could do it. And spoofing is where the bad guys can fool your caller ID. The call actually isn't coming from your phone, but any of these criminals can make a call look like whatever they want. You know, where we've seen most problems with this is the call appears to be coming from the IRS or the Social Security Administration or the FBI, and suddenly people are afraid. But why do they do one with our own phone number? They do it so we'll pick up. People are going to be curious. They're going to pick up. Maybe they will respond. Sometimes there's nothing on the other end. And it's been hypothesized the bad guys are just want to make sure that they've got a good active number when they go back to you with some other scam. But if you see your own
call
number,
you
don't pick it
and
up.
Say, is this Doug Steffen? And you say yes. And then they get you on tape, and they can, there's all kinds of things they can do with that. Social Security, credit card numbers, and I guess the word is gullible here. If you are that silly that you are unsophisticated, that you don't know not to... I mean, I get these damn calls all the time on my cell phone, and I just hit delete or whatever that...
Yep.
Dismiss. I won't even... if I don't know or recognize the number or the city, I'm not picking it up. And that's the best... I think. Don't you think that's the best criteria for figuring out whether...
I do, because that's the exact same thing that I do. I have anti-robocall software on my phone and on my landline. I actually have a landline and my cell phone, but none of them are perfect. If I don't recognize the number of someone I know, I don't pick it up. I figure if it's going to be legit, they will leave a...
Message.
They'll leave a message.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So there's all these people... You got to be careful about it. What is the app? It's called RoboKiller, I think. Isn't that one of the...
There's a bunch of them. And the FTC is and the FCC are trying to, you know, encourage the phone companies, and they are coming up with better ways of doing it. But, yeah, the best thing you could do is just not pick it up, because then you're not going to get into any kind of an issue of, is somebody going to convince you through fear, through greed. I mean, these scammers have a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, so... at number 10, the shooting deaths here in California this week, the fraternity deaths, the sending to jail the South Carolina kid that 3 years ago at 14 killed a 12-year-old. He's going to go to jail for the rest of his life, no parole. So all of this stuff, does it lead back to the same old thing that we talk about ad nauseum?
Unfortunately, it does. And it's like, you know, the old thing, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Shame on all of us. You know, we have a serious gun problem here. And in many instances, there are a lot of things that we can do. We don't need to have assault weapons in the hand of the public. That's not protected by the Constitution. We do need to know a lot more about the mental condition of people and how they're able to get guns. And in fact, the NRA has managed to stop studies that would have been done by government agencies to look into just this. What is the psychological makeup? You know, what is leading to this? And maybe that could lead to, in turn, you know, solutions that we could do. But the fact that we don't consider this a crisis, the kids go to school today expecting that this is a real possibility, that to me is a crime.
Yeah, I'm sending, making sure my grandson goes to private school, because they don't see any problems.
Yeah,
I know it, exactly. All right, so the Facebook-Google thing and privacy and censorship issues, how do you come down? We've got a few seconds left here to talk about the realities of what people are using or doing or how they're being hoodwinked by these outfits.
We are, and we kind of are willing participants, because to use their services, we sign away the ability for them to take our information, and I don't think we realize how important our privacy is and how it should be protected.
I signed up for an Apple app, and I was on the plane. It took me 25 minutes to read. I'd never done it before, to read the specifications as to what you're agreeing to. 25
to
minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't sign up for the app. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.